Well, it's a privilege to have Jeff come and speak. It's been a good long time. And, of course, with his preaching and serving his appointment, it's hard for that occasion to happen. But he saw an opportunity and made himself available, and I said, you bet. It's great to have a fresh word, and we're grateful to have Jeff come. Of course, in many ways, Sean was meant to preach, but chose not to, so... We're just grateful for Jeff and his ministry, and thank you for representing today. Okay? Come on.
We had a deal.
What's the deal?
You were going to sing.
I didn't know that part of the deal. Okay. Well, I just did. Praise God from whom all.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to be here this morning. It's good to be among friends. Happy birthday, Tommy. Many more. It's also bittersweet to remember friends who are not here any longer. You know, it seems like only yesterday when I was just a guy, just a broken man who... was being brought to this church by a blonde-headed lady. It seems like yesterday. But we never...
smoking hot wife.
We never know. It's a serious moment. We never know how our lives are going to turn out. We fail in so many ways. But through the grace of God, through His strength, we gather ourselves together and move forward. I've already received a word this morning in Sunday school. Jesus meets us where we are. And then Jesus knows our name. Talking about relationships today, it's in this passage. It's a story of how Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. Relationships are important to us. You know, I've known Chris ever since I've been coming to church here because he started... in 07, right? 07. And we started coming here. I've been blessed ever since. My wife is a member here at Walnut Grove. And the relationships, brothers and sisters, my sister battling cancer at this time, you know, parents, siblings, children and their parents, grandparents, all those relationships, friends, very important. And even though those relationships are important, you got to realize our relationship to God is very important to Him. It is very important to God. Not only now, but in eternity, okay? Eternity is this thing we Christians like to think of, this concept that when time runs out, something else is still there, and God's in it because He's outside time. God doesn't deal in time. Time is for us. But eternity is a real thing. And so as I read the passage in the New American Standard Bible, which is what I used, Luke starts off saying something. Now it happened. Now it happened. He's talking to somebody. And you got to realize Jesus has been resurrected from the dead. This is a couple of decades later. And so there were some people still living who heard about Jesus. And that's kind of the first step in a relationship, right? You hear about somebody. They heard about Jesus. Now, I run into people, and you do too, and they just heard about Jesus. It come from all walks of life. I remember when I was studying at Duke University. And we had a professor, and he knew about Jesus. In fact, he knew so little, he was schooling us on how Jesus did not rise from the dead. It was just... kind of made up thing, you know, it wasn't a bodily resurrection. But I was going to school, man, with a guy who loved raising cows and did it for a living. He had about 250 head of cattle named Mike Scales. And he just popped up and said, "You don't know what you're talking about." I said, "Do you mind? I'm trying to pass here." But it goes both ways. I met a guy one time and He said, I know a little bit about the Bible. I've heard of Jesus talking to him about the Lord, you know. And he said, how about this? The rooster crowed three times, and as soon as he did, Jesus rose from the dead. I'm like, that's kind of close. But what he really wanted to talk about was his prize game rooster that has never lost a fight. So he worked all that into the conversation, you know. Relationships. Hey, here's the thing about it. If you've heard of Jesus, and you've just heard of Jesus, now you got to make a decision. Jesus said, seek and you shall find. Okay? So now you got to make a decision. If you've heard of Jesus, whether you're going to seek or whether you're just going to shrug and say, oh well. But here's the thing. It was too big of a crowd that day. I hesitate to say too many people because there's never too many people for Jesus, you know. Jesus is ready, no matter what. But there was too big of a crowd, and they were crowding in on him right there in the Sea of Galilee. And so he couldn't even move. And so what happens? He sees two boats. He sees two boats sitting there, and he sees these fishermen standing there, sitting there on the shore. The Bible says they're cleaning their nets, washing their nets off from a night of fishing. But here's the thing. They've got a level of relationship with Jesus because they're acquaintances. The Bible says in John 1 that Jesus has met these guys. So they know each other. They've met before. They know a little bit about each other. They're acquaintances. And so Jesus says, just ask him. I'm just asking, Simon, can I use your boat? These guys are pressing me against the water here. Can I use your boat? Just sit here. Just sit here and teach. And Simon says, okay. I have found that acquaintances of Jesus will do things for Jesus if it's not too much trouble. I have also found that too many Christians, myself included, are happy being on the acquaintance level with Jesus. Okay? You know how it is when you're a guy, you're on the acquaintance level. You'll come to church if a woman asks you or if they're having food. That's the way it is. I know a lot of people on the acquaintance level. I've been there. But here's the thing. Jesus meets us where we are. I learned that today. And I also realize that Jesus is always looking to take us to a closer level of relationship. That's just how it is. He's always trying to do that. And so he says, let me sit in your boat. Let me teach the people. The Bible says he taught the people. He got finished teaching. But then he got too involved. He just got too involved. Jesus got too involved in those guys' lives. Do you hear that? The Bible says that Jesus said to him, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the... That's not something you ask an acquaintance to do. That's like you just met somebody and you ask them to help you move this weekend. You don't do that. Just because they got a pickup truck. You don't do that. I mean, launch out into the deep. That's scary, man. You know, that's kind of what God said to me when I got in this preaching. I hate to call it a biz. A biz or a game. But it turned out to be hardcore. But that's how I felt. Chris goes to Paul Harmon, who was our boss then. And says, I got a couple of guys, Kevin Bishop and Jeff Farmer, and they know a little bit about the Bible, and they like the Lord, and Kevin can speak to this. Paul calls us up. Says, you want to be a preacher? And we said, no, we don't. And Paul said, that's good, because Jesus said, launch out into the deep, and that's scary, man. That's scary. It's unreasonable, you know? I like my relationship right where it is, Jesus. You're bringing me into the friend realm when you ask me to launch out into the deep. I like being on the acquaintance side of things. I'm good right there. But Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And so Simon says, here's the thing. I know you're a carpenter from Nazareth. That's up in the mountains. You're a carpenter from Nazareth, and I'm a fisherman professionally, I might add. And so now it's the middle of the day. You want me to launch out into the deep? There's no fish there. I'm wasting my time. It'll never work. And it's just stupid, Jesus, to be honest with you. We say that sometimes, don't we? We say that sometimes. Jesus says, let down the nets for a catch. Huh. Here's the thing. It happens. God asks you to do a specific thing in a certain way, in difficult circumstances. And all your instincts and all your experience that you've gained in your life tell you that will never work. And then it does.
Yeah.
The fish were there. The great commentator, Matthew Henry, he was back in the 1700s. He said, Jesus is Lord over the waves and the wealth of the sea. Jesus knew where the fish were. How about that? But here's the thing. Simon said, nevertheless, Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon's thinking, you know, that'll never work and all that stuff. But he says, nevertheless. You know, when you can say nevertheless to whatever crazy thing Jesus is asking you to do, you're on the way to becoming a friend of Christ. You know that, right? Because Jesus asked us to do some crazy things, I got to say. But nevertheless, I will let down the nets. I will do as you say. And so what happens? Too many fish. So I want you to imagine with me. He goes out there in the boat. The nets just capture so many fish. The Bible says the nets are creaking. The ship's leaning to one side. The nets can't be pulled in. And Simon he's straining with all he's got. And his brother, to pull these fish in, the nets are going crack, crack, crack. He summons James and John. They pull alongside. Too many fish. But here's what happened. They pull alongside and help bring the fish in. But now Simon's straining not with the nets. He's straining with the knowledge of who Jesus really is. Because he's been an acquaintance. You know, Jesus is just this teacher guy that walks around, you know. People tell you that today. I get so tired of hearing that. And seeing the coexist bumper sticker. I'm about ready.
Yeah.
I had a conservative professor at Duke. I know they're rare, but he got so fed up with that, he went around pulling it off people's cars. I'm like, you can't do that. He's like, I don't really work here. My wife is a doctor in the medical center, so it's all. Simon strained with the knowledge. What did he say? He said, leave me alone. I'm a sinful man. That's what we do, right? Jesus is always trying to bring us into relationship and raising the level of relationship. And we're good with acquaintance. I mean, we're good with even just general interest, like the crowd had. They just showed up to hear some good teaching, some good preaching. Jesus is going to heal somebody. Maybe do a spectacle. We don't know, but we're interested. We're okay with those levels. When it comes down to friendship, it's a lot bigger. He says, leave me. I'm a sinful man. There's two things wrong with that. Two reasons somebody would say, Jesus, leave me. I'm a sinful man. They would say, you know what? Jesus, I don't really need this friendship thing. I got my religion. I show up at church once every couple of weeks, shake the preacher's hand. I got my religion stuff. I'm good. So, or the opposite. I'm so bad. I failed so many times in my life that Jesus doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Both those responses are wrong. You know that. Both of them are wrong. Because no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, Jesus is, he's waiting. He's there. He knows you by name. He knows you by name. And no matter how good you think you are, well, God's holy. God's perfect. So here's the thing. if this life is all there is, okay, if it is, I mean, not everybody believes in that eternity thing. Most people think, hey, you live, you die, you go in the graveyard, it's over. If this life is all there is, then any education we get, I mean, money we make, philosophies we enter into, social justice that we do, just the good deeds that we do, oh, that's enough, right? Because we've made some relationships along the way. But if eternity is real, if heaven is a real place, if hell exists, then our relationship with Christ is of the utmost importance. Of the utmost importance. And so they get back to shore, and Jesus, he calls them to a new level. He says, follow me. Because I'm telling you, as much trouble as I have with that acquaintance to friendship level, it was a whole nother step. A whole nother step to follow me. How you doing with your relationship with Christ today? Where's it at today? You heard of him? You're interested? You're an acquaintance? Maybe you've become a friend of Jesus. Oh, that's great. But Jesus, wherever you are, he's calling you to the next level. These guys in one afternoon went from just knowing a guy to giving him their lives. It happens just that fast. In Jesus' name.